KX93.5 Laguna's only FM. I'm Zach Churchill, and it's Friday, so I am very, very happy to welcome Caroline from Caroline's Cause Corner into the studio. Good morning, Caroline. How are you?
Hi, Zach. Good morning. I'm doing Facebook Live. I think I'm going to start doing this now on my show. What do you think?
You totally should, but just warn me first so I can, you know, fix my hair and all that. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's why I'm behind the camera. Well, I've got Tiffany right there.
Hi.
And I've got Meredith in studio today. We're going to be talking about the Top of the World Elementary School Jogathon fundraiser. And good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner. It's your first time on radio.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
Awesome.
Thank you. We're very excited.
Yes.
Well, so let's talk about the fundraiser. It's an annual fundraiser up at our children's elementary school. And what's it all about?
Yeah, the Top of the World Jogathon. It's going to be on March 23rd. And this year, our theme is Give It Some Soul. So we are excited to have the kids hit the field and run laps to raise money for our school. Super exciting.
Okay. And so so do all the kids run the same amount, like from kindergarten on up? How's it work?
So each grade has an opportunity to run for a total of 20 minutes. We have our kindergartners through our fifth graders. And it really doesn't matter how many laps they actually do run, because in donating, the donator has an opportunity to give per lap or just a flat donation if somebody runs 5 laps or somebody runs 35 laps. Now, I'm not going to say there's not serious competition within the grade levels, but there's not a goal to do so many laps or whatnot. But the kids are really excited. There's a lot of energy. We always have music and tons of volunteers. Our parents are amazing. We have an amazing community up at Top of the World. We have parents coming to help with water and cheering and laps and counting those laps. And it's literally one of the most fun events, I think, that we throw up at Top of the World.
Yeah. So, and there's all kinds of community sponsorship that goes in. You know, people really come out and sponsor the event because it's such a great fundraiser for the school, right?
Yeah, so many local sponsors. I mean, we've even had John Carpino, who is the CEO of Angels Baseball, donates so much for the kids. Lots of swag bags, a signed baseball bat. And then we've got people like our Johnny Rockets, who's giving all the kids a free milkshake. And
ooh, that's new.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's
this is my
fun.
7th jogathon, I think.
Yeah. Oh.
And last one.
You're a veteran.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
that's kind of sad.
I like to count laps. And I never cheat for special.
No, never. Never, right? Never, never,
never. Never give one extra little strike there. It's so much fun.
I know.
But we do have a lot of really generous sponsors, if I can just mention.
Sure.
Surf and Sport, Dolce Gelato, Rip Curl Billabong, Bala Shala is going to donate, and she's always there to help the kids stretch in the morning, which is also really important.
For anybody that's ever done a jogathon, it's not like your regular jogathon. The stretching part is, I think, one of the funnest things.
Yeah.
Because everybody dresses up in, like, kind of, like, clowny costume tutu thing.
We're going to change that up a little this year and do a little more
rock and roll.
Because our theme this year is Give It Some Soul. So we're actually going to help play on the soul bring the music into it a little bit more. So we're going to turn in the tutus for maybe a guitar here and there.
Yeah. Yes. Ooh, but
it should be fun. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, that's a lot
Meredith
of fun.
Meredith does a really cool air guitar.
Excellent. So we've got great sponsors. And then where does the money go?
Oh, that's a great question. So this is our largest fundraiser of the year. And PTA takes the money from all the donations, both corporate, family, and what the children raise. And it goes towards programs like Art Masters, our outdoor garden program led by Kelly Osborne, which is an amazing program that has grown over the last 2 years.
Pardon the pun. And I have to say, it's world class. That she does the most amazing job.
Amen.
If
I could snap for her.
I know. Totally. I have to say, she does an amazing job. I love the garden and I love volunteering there. And to have parents that want to, like, volunteer. So to have the money to be able to have somebody like Kelly is just amazing.
Yeah.
And then Kelly goes on and gets grants from national grants for the garden. Yes. But we wouldn't even have Kelly if we didn't have the Jogathon funding.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right, totally.
And so we continue.
And we have a brand new greenhouse that was just installed this year, too. So that's another great asset to the garden program. After school classes, I wish I could quote this right. I probably should have asked Phyllis, but majority of our kids do join in on the after school classes. So that's something that everyone in the school can benefit from kindergarten to fifth grade. Teacher grade level support, that's, you know, kind of across the board. And then family nights, which I believe we have a family night, our first one tonight up at the school. And that's an opportunity for families to come up and do an art project. It's normally theme-based, and it generates a lot of excitement and just a chance to hang out on a Friday night and get something.
Yeah, I think they're going to be making Mardi Gras masks.
Mardi Gras masks.
Oh, yeah, it's Mardi Gras coming up, huh?
Yeah.
What is, like Saturday or something. Well, okay. So for people to get involved in any way, is there a way for outside people that don't have kids in the school to get involved and contribute to Jogathon in any way or the PTA? Because it's all part of the same thing, right?
Yes, totally. So we are still welcoming corporate and family sponsorships up until next Friday. And they can go to our website and join there, which is
www.towpta.org/jogathon. And that's JOGATHON. So backslash jogathon will take them directly to the donating
page. And, you know,
right,
I don't even think that we said what's the date of the Jogathon.
March 23rd.
That's a Friday.
Okay.
And it's an early out day for all you top of the world parents. So when your son or daughter is done running, I believe in past we've always been able to take them home, but that is an early out day of 11:40.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It's a big party day.
Yes. It's a fun day. It's really
so fun.
All right. Well, in closing, is there anything else you want to say about Jogathon?
And yeah, maybe a couple prizes. We should tell the parents to get them a little excited about
some
of the prizes.
We've got, I think Meredith had mentioned the autographed Angels baseball bat. We've had generous donations for a free session by the playground run by Rob Engstrom. Soleg Skimboard Summer Camp has offered a free session. I had mentioned Balashala. The Den has given some haircuts, which we're really excited about.
Oh, that's cool. that's great.
Yes. Dibs Gear has also donated some cool like gear and stuff. Laguna Beach Books. Gina's Pizza is going to be providing all of the pizzas for the classroom that raises the most money. Main Beach Toys. Jan's Health Bar is generously giving to every single student. Trader Joe's, the wine gallery downstairs, is doing a great event coupled with Balashala here in the next couple of weeks to do a little, Pacific Blue
Yoga. Yeah.
They're going to be partnering together to do a little yoga and then have a little wine
so
afterwards.
So Pacific Blue Yoga and Wine Gallery, right next to each other, who are downstairs from our studio here, are doing yoga and wine.
Yes.
Next Sunday.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
A fundraiser for a fundraiser.
Can I also just jump in real quick because you also just mentioned the Den. We're also looking at the Den.
Yeah.
And I just saw Lisa Farber of the Laguna Beach Vibe drive right, walk out of like the Den and drive away. So this is a very small town.
Yeah. You got the best seat in the house, my friend.
Oh my
That's
God.
True.
We are
That's
a small
amazing.
Town.
And I think something.
Generous town, too.
Yes, very generous town. It's been unbelievable. The
we're really, really fortunate.
Yes.
And if we can just close with saying we're going to open it up to all the students and parents starting on March 2nd. No one can donate yet from a student drive. That all kicks off at our kickoff assembly on March 1st. The actual student drive is starting March 2nd. And they'll be able to do that one of two ways. They'll be accepting money via an envelope feed like we've traditionally done, or this is the second year to embrace our Scholastic Challenge online donating system where each child will have their own donating page. And this allows for social media to come into play, Instagram, Facebook, parents of, grandparents and aunts and uncles that live across the country, like most of us have, can now donate so easily, like a touch of.
It's amazing. Yeah. I love that, that new element to the fundraising last year. And it really, my kids, I have to tell this story. A guy I grew up with, I posted on my Facebook page. I mean, I haven't seen him in 30 years, donated like $50 to Mason. Just like, so just because of that, like, digital portion of the fundraising mechanism, whatever. And so that is a really brilliant thing to include.
Yeah,
so,
the reach is so much greater.
Yeah, totally. Definitely. Yeah. That's probably what I was trying to say. It's early.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, ladies. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Tiffany and Meredith. And good luck. And
thank
is this your first year being co-chairs?
Yeah.
Well, good job.
Thank
Great
you.
Job. And, you know, yay for the top of the world elementary jogathon.
Yes.
Great, great fundraiser.
Thank you.
Yes, so
and
excited.
Yay. Thanks for being in. And so for any of the listeners out there that have any other great social causes, charities, nonprofits, philanthropists for me to interview, please let me know on my Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page and keep a lookout for Laguna Beach Magazine. I will be featured in it in the March issue for my 5-year anniversary. Anyway, everybody have a great Friday. This is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.